Good morning.
Why do you think no apology is necessary?
Well, because I didn't say anything that was deserving of an apology. I didn't say anything that was inaccurate, and I didn't say anything that I wouldn't stand by. He has said that he wants to be the first African-American governor, and I don't have a problem with that. All I said was that you needed a little bit more than that. You needed the next sentence. You needed a reason why that is accurate and why, you know, what is that going to do for the African-American community? What's that going to do for the people of Maryland? And I said that the election should be based on not on race at all, that we should be talking about our records, we should be talking about our vision, we should be talking about our leadership, and we should be talking about our character. And I think I think most people agree with that.
But just by the very virtue of the fact that you say that, do you not then make it about race by saying we shouldn't be talking about race?
Well, I'm not the ones talking about race in this campaign. So I think that's, you know, if he wants to talk about race, that's on him. But I want to talk about leadership. I want to talk about character. I'm happy to put my record against his record and my vision of where we should take the state. And I think that's what we should be talking about. That's what's important to me. I think that's what's important to the people of Maryland.
The Post quoted you as saying, referring to the lieutenant governor, I mean, right now his campaign slogan is, vote for me, I want to be the first African-American governor of Maryland. Is that accurate?
That is part of what I said. If someone were to look at the transcript, and the Post has the transcript of exactly what I said exactly that, and I said right then, I said what I just said to you, which is he wants to be the first African American governor of Maryland, but that we need diversity, and that's incredibly important. But we need to have a reason why that's important, and we need to not. And I said right at that very meeting, when it was being illegally taped, I said, but we're not going to be talking about that. We're not going to be talking about race. That's not what this campaign is about. What this campaign is going to be about is comparing my record to his record, which I did call thin, and my vision of getting a better Maryland, the best Maryland we can have, my leadership qualities, and my character. And I think part of the character is how we look at our campaigns, how we run our campaigns, and I don't want to run that kind of campaign. I want to run the kind of campaign where we're talking about issues and things that people care about. In fact, today, I'm going to be going to the Eastern Shore. We're going to be talking about converting chicken manure into energy, an alternative energy source that we need in Maryland. Last week, I talked about reentry and what we're going to do about the 23,000 people who are locked up behind prison and making them constructive tax-paying citizens instead of recidivists. So I think that's what people want to hear about.
Some members of the African-American community have been saying this is going to hamstring your efforts to win support among black voters next year. How much damage control do you think you'll have to do?
I don't think there's any damage control at all. I've heard from African-Americans the last couple of days that say you're exactly right. Of course he's saying he wants to be the first African-American governor. It says it right on his website. He said it when he announced. He talks to people about that. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that. And so I don't think this is going to hamstring anything. I've got an enormous amount of support in the African-American community, predominantly based on my record, which is what we want to talk about. I put the $1.5 billion into keeping people in their homes here in Maryland in terms of the mortgage foreclosure crisis. Many of those are African-American. We led the fight in the Supreme Court for the states on the Affordable Care Act. We've done an enormous amount for the African-American community. We started the first civil rights division in the history of our state. So I think we have an enormous amount of support in the African-American community, and we're confident that we'll prevail because of the issues, because of my vision for the better Maryland.
Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler, thank you, sir, for joining us here on Maryland Morning News. It's 7:44.